This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America. Her organization is partnering with several other pro-life groups to point out that they believe the Obama plan for health care reform contains an abortion mandate. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, the president himself, as well as many of the Democrats actively promoting this legislation, say that that's not the case. So what do you see in this legislation that leads you to believe that, yes, in fact, there is an abortion mandate in this bill?
Well, there were a number of amendments that were offered that would have explicitly stated that abortion would not be covered in the government health care plan. And each of these amendments were voted down pretty much on party lines, that the Democrats voted them down. So we have the language itself that is silent, and we have the history. After Roe v. Wade was passed, Medicaid paid for elective abortions until Congress passed the Hyde Amendment, which states that our tax dollars cannot go to pay for elective abortions. So we know that that's what bureaucrats and what judges will decide if the bill is not explicit that it will not cover abortions. We also can look at the personnel, the people who are behind the bill, who are supporting it, who are pushing it, both in, those inside Congress, outside Congress, those in the White House. Planned Parenthood has been boasting about its close ties with the White House throughout the process of crafting the health care legislation from the very beginning, even up to last week. The president of Planned Parenthood sent a Twitter of how she had just come out of a closed-door meeting with White House officials. And so it's clear that those who rely on abortion, who support and promote and commit abortions, are very happy about the current legislation. And there's only one reason that they would be, and that's because they recognize that this legislation will mean government-mandated abortion coverage.
I know there's one other section in this bill. You mentioned, Wendy, that one of your biggest concerns is that there's no prohibition in here for taxpayer funding of abortion. In Section 1713, in a section talking about home visitation services from the government for young or expectant mothers, one of them says that one of the reasons for this could be improving maternal or child health and pregnancy outcomes or increasing birth intervals between pregnancies. How would you translate that?
That is extremely disturbing. What that means is having there being spacing of several years between births. So who determines how many years is the standard that you shouldn't have one child after another child? And sadly, there is a dark history in America of forced sterilization. We remember that from the early to the mid-20th century, in which government entities forced people to be sterilized. And we have more kind of the dark underbelly in the social services industry in America. I was familiar with a case when I lived in New York State of a social worker forcing a young woman who was on welfare to have an abortion. Now, the young woman did not want the abortion. Her family was willing to welcome the unborn child, but it was a social worker who determined that she was not capable or sufficient enough to be a mother of a child. So it's very disturbing to see language like this in legislation, which opens the door for bureaucrats and other elites who feel that they can make better decisions than the patient themselves.
Wendy, what is behind this notion that some people are having too many children? In the global warming debate, there are experts, especially overseas, that say if you have more than two children, you're doing harm to the planet and so forth. What do you think might be the real reason behind a push for smaller numbers of kids in each family?
Yeah, that could be very much could be the reason why there's a push for fewer children and more spacing. Now, it is one consideration is the mother's health, that it can be better for some women to not have pregnancies very close together. That's not necessarily true for all women, though. And so when there's a mandate or a guideline that there needs to be or ought to be spacing between children, that comes out of a population control control mindset. But there are too many people. People are a blight on the planet, and there needs to be fewer of them. Well, how do you have fewer of them? Either make sure that they're not born or they die off early. And that, when we look at the legislation and we look at the people who are behind the legislation, it leads us to believe that there are some people who want to use the government takeover of health care to reduce the population in America of those that they would consider to be the unworthy populations. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a Supreme Court justice, reflected that view recently in a New York Times article in which she thought that one reason for Roe versus Wade and then Medicaid, when you couple the two together of allowing abortion and then government funded health care, is to then reduce certain unwanted populations. And this is a very dangerous road to be going down. We also have another of the President Obama's health care experts, James Holdren, who's in a very key position, who has written rather extensively on population control and even books that pondered ways that you could force people to be sterilized, such as putting sterilization agents in the water. It seems so outrageous that anyone would posit that view, and yet here's someone who's not only pondering these views, but is now in a very key position in the White House.
Wendy, just about a minute left here. Tell our listeners about this coalition that Concerned Women for America is joining and what your objectives are.
We mainly want to make sure people are aware that right now the healthcare legislation would mandate or allow for abortion and our taxpayers to fund abortion, and that people need to be contacting their congressmen and their senators about all their concerns, how this healthcare takeover by the government would damage the sanctity of human life in America. This bill would change the moral course of America dramatically to a very dark path that would have the government deciding who can live and who can die.
Wendy, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright is president at Concerned Women for America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.